As we listen to these wonderful readings today, we're reminded, I think, very much of our own daily lives. We turn on the news, and it's terrorism and floods and horrible stuff. No wonder in our land, in our world, there is a great tendency to be very afraid and to be worried and anxious. And then we get to the gospel reading, and Jesus says, very first, fear no one. Don't be afraid. That was his message, as we know, after his resurrection. Each time that he appeared to his apostles and disciples, he would say two things: peace be with you, and do not be afraid. When any time an angel would appear, the thing that the angel would say is, do not be afraid. Seems to be a theme, huh? And yet it's something, this fear, that you and I think, deal with perhaps in a very, very not such a good way. You see, fear comes from the devil. It does not come from God. And the only way that you and I really should ever be fearful is if God were not with us. And he's always with us. So just for a few moments this morning, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of dying? Well, duh. Yeah, you're going to die. I don't know how to break that to you. You know? If he had to die, we gotta. So that's just as much a part of life as anything else is. So why be afraid of it? If we are truly believers in Jesus Christ and in his resurrection, we know that our physical death is just a part of life. Now, I'm not saying that we won't be sad when our friends or our relatives die. We certainly will, and I would hope that they would be sad when we would die. But the sadness should give way to the bright promise of immortality. That's what it says in the funeral rite. Because the Lord has conquered death. What are we afraid of? Sin? Well, sin is always going to be with us, this side of heaven. But Jesus conquered sin, and not only that, but he gave you and me a way to continue to conquer it. What do you think that is? Reconciliation, confession. That's the way we conquer sin. Oh, I'm so bad. Get to confession. Get to confession. For those of you who are new here, we have confessions every Saturday from 3:30 until you stop coming. And I know that a lot of times that's not convenient in your schedule. I know your schedules are crazy. A lot of people simply call in during the week and make an appointment. Do that. There is never an excuse for you as a Catholic, for me as a Catholic, not to go to confession. Grab the priest before Mass if you haven't been there in a long while, or you need to go before you can receive Holy Communion. That's what we're around for. If we're too busy to hear your confession, we're too busy. And let me tell you, we're not that busy. So if we're afraid of sin, don't be afraid of it. Face it. Ask forgiveness and start over. That's what the Lord wants. What, are you afraid of the future? Are we afraid of the future? Of course we should be afraid of the future. Why? Because God isn't there yet. God isn't there yet. When we get to the future, it'll be today, and he's always in today. Always. How many of you, now don't raise your hands because I don't want you to embarrass yourselves, but how many of us, me included certainly, how many of us have been so worried about something that's going to happen next week or next year or something that might happen? And then when next week comes, it's not that big a deal. Why? Because God is there then. But he's not in the future. He is here now. What did God say to Moses when Moses asked him, "Who shall I say to your people? Who shall I say sent me?" What did he say? He didn't say, "Tell them I will send you," or "I was sent you." What did he say? "I..." Well, that's about four of you. Don't you read the Bible? Oh, that's right, you're Catholic. You don't read the Bible. He said, "I..." Yes. Yes. "I am." He is in the present moment. And if we live in the future, we will never experience God. If we live in the past, we will never experience God. God was in the past when the past was the present. And God will be in the future when the future is the present. But he's not there yet. Therefore, why in the world should we be afraid of the future? It's so scary. Well, it won't be when it's the present, because God will be there. God will be there. There is no reason for you or for me to fear. "Oh, you don't know my family, Father." No, I don't, and I'm thankful for that. But if you have reason to be concerned about your family, that's fine. But don't be worried. Your family doesn't care if you're worried about them. Mom and Dad, you know that. Your kids don't care. And the older that they get, they care less. Don't be worried. If you want to be concerned, yes, be concerned. Because concern drives us to our knees. Worry makes us crazy. Don't be crazy. Be concerned. So what is there to worry about? What is there to be afraid of? The world says all kinds of stuff. And Jesus says, "No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be afraid." The gospel, fear no one. Fear no one. God is with us. As the scripture says, if God is with us, who can be against us? A good translation of that is, if God is with us, who cares who's against us? God is at our side. And then we hear that whatever is concealed will be revealed. Mm-hmm. The antidote to that is simply, always speak the truth. Abraham Lincoln was quoted saying many things. One of his great sayings was, "If you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you say." If you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you say, because obviously you will say the same thing to everyone. And the older that I get, the more comforting that is. If you lie, however, you always have to remember what you said and who you said it to. Because if you lie, you might say something different to many different people, and it always will come back to bite you. My dear kids, I want to save you a lot of worry. Tell the truth to your parents, because they know when you're lying. Don't they? They say to you, "Now tell me the truth." And there you have it. You have the choice to either destroy yourself and be grounded forever, or to tell the truth and accept the discipline that your parents will give you. It's not worth it to lie. It's just not. My fellow adults, it's just not, is it? Of course it's not. Why do I say that? Because if we lie, we are always carrying that with us. And the devil loves that. He wants us to be miserable. He wants us to always be weighed down. You know, the Lord said, and very truly, the truth will set us free. Who wants to be free? Well, that's about three quarters of you. Lie on. You know, come on. Who wants to be free? Of course you do. You wouldn't be here. And neither would I. We come each week, whether we realize it or not, to ask the Lord to free us up, to heal us, to give us the strength that we need, the forgiveness that we need, and to ask once again, Lord, help us not to worry. Help us not to be anxious. Lord, we give you those things that we are worried about. And when Abraham Lincoln said, tell the truth and you never have to remember what you say, I'd like to add something to that. If you live the truth, if we live the truth, we will never have to be worried about anybody seeing us do something. Because we will always be living the truth. And if people can't handle the truth, that's their problem. That's not ours. And so what a great freedom that the Lord offers to you and to me again today. And so what I would ask you to do is to join me as we continue with our Holy Mass and thank the Lord for this reminder and present to Him those things or those people, those areas in our life that we are still worried about, that we are still anxious about. It's crazy. The Lord says, don't do it. And yet we continue to do it. So we present to Him today all of those things that cause us anxiety or worry, whether it's a person or a situation in our life. We call upon the Lord and remind ourselves that He is with us and that with Him, because of His grace, He will work it out as long as we are living and speaking His truth. If we're not, then He has to stand back because, and I don't know whether you've ever thought of it in these terms or not, but when we lie, either by our speech or by the way we live, we become like God. We're saying to Him, no, 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 no. Your truth is not good enough. I will make my own truth. I will live my own way. That's scary. So when you come up to receive Holy Communion, or a blessing if you're not Catholic, or that you haven't gone to confession for 40 million years, please present to Him those things in your life, and I will those things in my life, in which we have not been living the truth, in which we have been lying, so that He can take that lie and heal us and give us the strength to speak and live His truth. And that goes for my little ones on up to my big ones. And it goes for me too. Thanks be to God, we have such a God. God loves you dearly. Please don't ever forget that. And I love you too.